Here comes Daddy. Remember, be subtle.
Hello, fellas.
Well, hello,
Daddy.
Hello, Daddy. Hello.
Say, how about coming over to my house tonight for a little poker?
Not me. You're a cheat.
Merritt!
Well, if he ain't going to be subtle, neither am I.
What's going on here?
Well, Meredith's kidding, Daddy.
Go on, show him the deck. If he's innocent, he'll be able to prove it.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I resent being called a cheat by a rabble-rousing musician, you piccolo player.
Now, wait a minute. You might as well know all, Daddy. Did you ever see this deck of cards before?
I certainly. They belong to me.
Did you know they were marked?
Of course I did. I marked them myself.
The state rests.
Now, look here.
Snook said you've been using them to cheat people with.
Why, that's an utter falsification. And I so brand it. I use that deck of cards only when I indulge in my favorite hobby of magic.
Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy, but you can't blame us for thinking...
Where is that little fabulist? I'll find her and make her retract that statement if I have to go to jail for it.
Why do you suppose she cooked up that story, Daddy?
Oh, heaven only knows. Sin has many tools, but a lie is the handle that fits them all.
Well, when you get hold of her, I hope you impress it on her mind.
Powell, you may trust me to leave an impression, all right. But it won't be on her mind.
Play something quick, Meredith.
Oh, that was beautiful, Dizzy. Simply beautiful.
All right, Snooks. Come on.
I'm coming, Daddy.
Now admit to Mr. Powell that the whole card-playing story was just a figment of your imagination. Tell him you made it up.
I made it up, Mr. Powell.
Snooks, I'm surprised at you.
Why?
Well, it isn't exactly nice to go around trying to get your daddy in trouble.
Trouble? Brother, you don't know what trouble is. She cost me $5,000 yesterday.
What?
Don't tell him, Daddy.
I will tell him. You know, I've been looking for a piece of property to build on. Well, yesterday I thought I'd found the right place, so I took the child along with me for a final once-over. I was to meet the agent on the property and... Well, Snooks, this is it.
I don't see nothing.
Oh, of course you don't right now. But once I start to build here, I'll make it exactly like heaven.
Where are you going to get the angel?
Well, I've got you and little Robespierre.
And Mommy.
Yeah, well, I don't have to make it exactly like heaven.
Yeah, it looks like...
Never mind what it looks like now. Mommy will get to like it after a while. I love the open country. I was born and raised on a farm.
Was you, Daddy?
You bet I was. I wasn't reared in the lap of luxury like you were. I had to work 14 hours a day just to get the bare necessities.
Get the bare what?
Necessities. Groceries.
Did you have a bear, Daddy?
Of course not.
Then why did you have to get them? The groceries.
I got the groceries for myself.
Didn't you give any to the bear?
There wasn't any bear. I'm trying to tell you how hungry I was. I was almost starved. So you know what I did?
You ate the bear.
I didn't eat any bears. I didn't see any bears. I just worked very hard.
Why?
To keep the wolf away from the door.
Did you have a wolf or a bear?
Neither. I was hungry because I worked so hard. I had to ride a horse over miles of land and herd cattle.
You rode a horse?
Yes. I had to ride about 15 miles from the farmhouse. And what's worse, I had to ride bareback.
Why didn't you ride the horseback, Daddy?
I did ride the horseback.
Then who rode the bear?
Nobody. Forget the bear! I rode the horse both ways, but I rode bareback. That means without a saddle. No seat.
The bear didn't have no seat?
Oh, forget it. I wish that real estate agent would hurry. I'm going to buy this place.
Don't buy it, Daddy.
Oh, don't be foolish.
Mm.
Why, it's wonderful here. Mm. Ah, give me a home to rest my weary bones. A plot of land I can call my own. Few chickens and cows. Oh, Snooks, I'm a dreamer.
Mommy ain't going to like it.
Maybe not at first, but I'm sure I can make her change her mind.
You're really a dreamer, ain't you, Daddy?
Well, never mind about that. Why, just look at this piece of land. Why, I can run 20 head of cattle here.
20 head?
Certainly. Cows. 20 head.
What about the other end?
That's how you refer to cattle, by the head. Look over there in that meadow. See that cow?
Uh-huh.
That's a Jersey cow.
How do you know?
Oh, I can tell.
Can you see his license plate?
No, silly. Jersey is a certain breed. All cows have names.
Can I call him Charlie?
Sure, call him Max.
What's those things on his head, Daddy?
Horns.
Horns?
Yes, of course.
Which one did she blow, Daddy?
She doesn't blow those horns. She was just mooing.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. Let's walk around the place. I sure hope I can get it at my price.
What is your price, Daddy?
Well, they want $5,000 for it. I offered them $3,000. If they let me have it for $3,500, it's a steal.
Let's keep it.
Well, I'm awfully glad you like it, Snook, because it's going to be a big selling point with Mother.
Is it?
Yes, indeed. Now, listen. When we get home, you tell Mother you think it's a wonderful buy, and I'll be able to convince her. How's that?
No good.
Why not?
Because it ain't wonderful.
Well, what's the matter with it?
There's nothing on it.
Well, I'm going to put something on it. Oh, Snooks, you've got to help me sell Mother on this.
I'm hungry.
We'll eat in a little while, as soon as I get through with the real estate agent. You'll be here in a minute. Oh, listen, Snooks. Don't start to carry on now. I drove 80 miles to see this man, and we can't go until I've seen him. Oh, this is a pretty kettle of fish.
I want to go fishing.
Now, stop. Look, Snooks. Here's where I'm going to put the driveway, see? And the house will go here, and right back there we'll have a chicken coop with a lot of chickens.
Chickens?
Thousands of them. And just think. You'll be able to see how the little chicks come out of the eggs. Won't that be wonderful?
No, I want to see how they get in.
Now, you would.
I'm hungry.
Oh, listen, dear. Stop that. I promise you we'll eat very soon. Look, go chase that broken-down butterfly. Quick, go on. Catch it, Daddy. Oh, I wish that agent had hurry. Let me see. I can landscape the front of the house for around $80. Hi, Snooks, what's happened?
Huh? I fell down.
Oh, look at your dress. It's all covered with... Snooks!
What are you smelling me for, Daddy?
It's oil. Oil! The land has oil on it. Oh! Don't say anything. I've got to buy it before that real estate agent finds out. Snooks will be rich.
Here comes the man, Daddy.
Huh? Yeah, that's the fellow. Now, don't say a word. Mm. Just bear me out in whatever I say.
All right.
Hello, Mr. Higgins.
Oh, hello, Mr. Mortgage. I've just been looking the land over. Pretty stiff price, you're asking.
Oh, I don't know. You can't tell what it'll be worth in a few years. Is it your daughter?
Yes, sir. Wonderful child.
She certainly got her dress awfully dirty.
I fell in...
Jam. That's jam.
Jam?
Yes. I always smear it on a dress when I take her out. Keeps her from being hungry.
Oh, that's...
Kind of a strange notion, but I'm not going to tell you how to raise your kids. I'm just here to sell property.
Oh, of course, I don't really want this land.
Well, I have a customer...
But I'm going to buy it. Oh, yes, because my wife likes it very much.
Okay,
Mr. Higgins, I have the deed with me. If you'll just write out a check for $5,000, I'll... What's that smell?
It's me, mister.
Oh, yes. It's her. She always smells that way. She's spoiled. Nothing at all. Here's the check. Now, give me the deal.
Thank you. Well, good luck to you, Mr. Higgins. You've got a fine piece of property here.
I'm quite sure. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Never saw a guy in such a hurry.
Snooks, it's ours. We're millionaires.
Are we?
You bet. Now, quick. Show me where you fell in the oil.
Right there, Daddy. Under our car.
Under the car. Oh!
We fooled them, didn't we, Daddy?
Yeah, we fooled them, all right. I wish I was dead.